Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to support every Patreon you ever wanted in one moment, would you pledge it or just let it slip? Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, original content heavy. There's content on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. We're nervous, but on the surface, we look calm and ready. You better lose yourself in the content, the dungeons, you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to pledge. This opportunity comes once in a pay period. Patreon.com/goblinscrawlers.
Well, I critted.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but I mean, it's initiative. It's the worst thing to crit on. Can I use that crit roll instead of on my initiative? Can I re-roll my initiative and just kick this door really hard?
Yes, I will allow it.
This is Quid Pro Roll, a fantasy live play adventure where a party of unlikely heroes embark on a quest to bring dragons back to their world.
Well, howdy, listeners. Welcome to the Daily Crier Listening Show, where all the news and variant and beyond can make its way right to you. Sometimes we look to the dawn for new moments or even answers to questions we've pondered. Why, I, myself, have many a night sought solace from the crescent star on the horizon. I remember the first day, or night rather, when I was volunteering at an animal shelter. Now, this was an older shop, so the owners mostly catered to the traditional kind of pets and animals, specifically the non-magic type. Though wouldn't fate find it funny that my first night watching over this place was right after the magical pet shop in the upper city closed down. Or whatever happened to it. In any case, all those pets ended up where I was, under my watch. It was a long night, keeping cats and pseudo-dragons from starting fights, songbirds and echolings on perpetual choir practice, and of course the misplaced displacer kitten that was all too playful in the chaos. Morning's light brought me many gifts that day. Speaking of, Goza seems in an awkward spot wrapped around Ilfiel in his snake form, while Boat and Johannes rush in to extinguish what is hopefully not another party-started fire. The conversation from earlier taking sudden and dangerous turns as each person's allegiances came to light and sparks leapt to a very different kind of fuse. We'll see how things pan out and just how much heat Koza can take from that red dragon priest. Quick traffic report. I see birds. And they're going that way. I don't have a compass anymore. That's right. Well, I hope that was fun. Listeners, have a great morning. And as always, y'all take care now.
Koza is in a battle with the hot tiefling girl.
Yeah.
And is currently wrapped around her like a snake and trying to put her in dirty, tepid bathwater.
She's so hot.
To be clear, literally a snake.
Yeah. Not wrapped around her like a snake. Wrapped around her as a snake.
I mean, whatever. Solinar and Alina are investigating the mysterious tunnels, and we haven't paid attention to them for like a hot minute. Boat and Johannes are following fire safety code and not using the dumbwaiter to get upstairs.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Koza, we are going to jump in with you. We were on your turn.
Yeah, I was dragon. Dragon. Well, no, I'm not a dragon. I'm a snake. and I'm trying to get this very hot tiefling into some less hot water.
Yes, dirty, tepid bathwater.
Yes.
The less popular No Doubt song.
I think I had taken like 10... Oh gosh. I'm pretty sure it's 10 points of damage.
The fact that everyone on this recording gave me a pitying look at that joke offends me greatly.
It wasn't that good. I mean, Gwen Stefani stopped singing when you said that.
Like, yeah. The album just like pauses.
Yeah.
It doesn't skip, it pauses.
If you wanted a warmer reception to that joke, it should have been like, okay, so you're headed to the bathwater? No doubt.
Get out of here.
I think we both should be killed.
Yeah. I will holla back at neither of those jokes.
Captain's snake all away. Right.
Well, I'm gonna sweet escape out of this conversation. So let's go ahead and do some snaky stuff.
Yeah, so I
because we're rock steady once we pass these jokes.
So, yeah, as I said, just trying to drag this hot tiefling into some bathwater to cool down the situation. That's right. My move.
That you're taking your whole move to do a grapple struggle. Okay.
And if I have an action left.
You are going to need to, it's your turn, so she doesn't need to do it on her turn. Continue.
Yeah, and if I have an action left, my goal is to put her in the tub.
To slam dunk her into the bathtub, yeah. Full of, again, tepid, dirty bathwater.
At least it's not something that will burn me anymore.
You know what? That's fair. On your turn, you are going to go ahead and take 5 fire damage.
Okay.
Cool, no doubt. So we're going to be moving on to her turn. Mm-hmm. She is going to struggle. She's going to try and break grapple, which is that a strength... It doesn't matter what kind of saving throw it is because she crit failed. So... That's going fine. She is just a girl. So, moving
on. Are you still trying to make more jokes?
I just like all of these are bad. First off, second off, underneath it all has been there the whole time, and it's just making me very just it's not hella good. It's not hella good.
I mean, excuse me, Mister, but you know, it's fine. Whatever.
Look, I don't know if these are jokes because I didn't listen to this music. So I don't know if Stefani is
pinnacle, but it's all bad. Catman, none of them are jokes. They all are just barely passing for some type of bottom level humor.
All right, we're doing the thing. Okay, you guys do this all the time for you, but when I continue a joke to burn it into the ground because it is amusing me and only me, we have a problem. But when you guys burn jokes into the ground, making them only funny.
Yeah, at least I can tell when they're jokes and they're not just like normal words that people use in conversation.
Mm-hmm. Also, in fairness to the rest of the podcast, it's pretty much exclusively me that takes jokes way too long until everyone's exhausted of them.
One of my favorite moments in this show was still when Alan was like, there's one person in the world to whom this podcast has everything.
Mm-hmm. Every now and again you make a joke just for that one person and you're like, you'll send me a message, and then one person does and you're like, I knew it. I knew you were out there.
That one person who was like, this had dinosaurs and wrestling and a reference to an obscure animatronic pizza restaurant.
Meanwhile, Alex is like, it's my life. Don't you forget.
Okay, I do know that one.
You know way more than you think you do.
I do.
You just don't know there
are
no doubt songs.
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Amazing. But we move on.
All right, moving on. I'm never going to move on from Gwen Stefani, but continuing on.
This shit was bananas. Let's just keep going.
This is so bad.
So she's still grappled. It is going to be at this moment that we are going to move to Koza's turn, but it will also be when Johannes and Boat come in, if the two of you will roll for initiative.
Did we ever grab buckets of water? I think we did from like a trough.
Yeah. 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 You grabbed buckets
of
water.
Yeah. You got
from the trough and trouble
pig water. Backwash water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Pig that's wash. That's actually punk as punk is kobold. okay. Bam! I kicked the door really hard. It flies across the room. hits the far wall, sticks there a little bit. We're here to put out this fire.
A little helps. None of these are like, I need some more S words in my vocabulary.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, S is really a word, Chapman, that, like, S is a letter that doesn't have enough words in it, really.
Chapman, assistance is right there.
Thank you.
It's right there.
I know, but I'm so terrible. Like, you asked me to think of, like, a word with a letter in it, and I just can't think of a single thing.
Yeah.
A little snana.
Quick question. Is Koza able to speak in animal form? He's not, right?
I don't think you can talk in animal.
Snakes don't have people tongues, so they can't make the words.
I can't believe you all, like, technically it's against the rules to make silly snake puns.
You can make the silly snake puns. The problem is that your compatriots are not going to understand you.
Okay, we can't understand. You know, I think that my
you're still saying all the things. Okay, they just don't understand
fine,
you.
Fine.
I'm sorry, Chapman. Say the thing. Do all the S's.
A little assistance, please.
Boat, I didn't understand a word that snake just said.
Kill it. Kill it with fire. I hate snakes.
Okay, what's up next, Alex?
That's the turn.
I feel like maybe the mottling on this snake is somewhat like mushroom shaped.
Bold of you to assume that either of those two characters have the powers of observation necessary.
Yeah, let me roll. Let me see if I.
Oh God, this is going to be one of those things that Johannes is going to be a weird savant at.
Nope, absolutely not.
Oh, thank God. He's going to be mad.
Yeah. I got a 4. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, you don't know who you are. Boat?
No.
No, you just want to kill the snake?
I just don't like snakes, man.
All right.
Like, have we realized what's going on at this point? Like, there's a tiefling in a bathtub and a snake.
She's not in the bathtub. She's wrapped up in snake. She's radiating heat. The air around her shimmers.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize this tiefling from the party.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And from earlier.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is your turn now, Johannes. I was catching Boat up, but yes, it is your turn.
I go, ah! And I throw the bucket and the water at you, tiefling and Koza.
So as you throw the bucket, it begins to spin, spilling out the water in a wheel shape, hitting both the tiefling and the snake. And as soon as it touches the tiefling's skin, it begins to start evaporating, causing steam, gross pig backwash steam, to fill the room.
Hell yeah.
Nothing like pig steam.
Mm-hmm. My favorite kind. Do I get to roll damage? Did I hit them both?
Are you trying to hit them with the bucket? Because I assumed that wasn't what you were going for.
Yeah, I threw it both. I threw the bucket, which was full of water.
Yeah, I thought you rolled high, so I thought you didn't want to hurt them. But yeah, go ahead and roll damage.
Of course I do. It's a snake and a tiefling who's on fire.
Yeah.
I rolled a d4. You
seems
take
rather insensitive.
3 points of damage.
Clearly the snake is the tiefling's familiar.
Yeah, things are going great between them.
Mm-hmm.
Things they're are just very copacetic.
They're just very close.
The snake looks at you and shakes its head.
I need to roll animal handling, which I'm bad at. Well, bad news. Rolled a 2.
You're crushing it tonight, bud. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Good start. I critted that door. I kicked that door's ass.
All right, Boat, we're coming up to you.
So Boat can tell that all this heat is coming off of the tiefling, right?
Like, yes.
That she's the source of it.
Mm-hmm. Now that there's been, doused.
Okay, I think Boat's going to take advantage of the decreased temperature and is going to just tackle and, like, do a spear to try to get her into the tub to extinguish the heat.
So you're going to try and tackle her out of the snake's grasp and into the tub?
No, all of them together. Like, for the purposes of this exercise, we will consider the snake and the tiefling to be of one body.
Yeah, I don't think Cabin's gonna resist getting plunged into the bath with a hot tiefling.
All right, roll.
My goal is to get I think it's inevitable that I end up in the bath.
Yeah.
What
would Koza be rolling an assist?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. What do you want me to roll? Like tub tackle? Like what?
What, don't you have a tub tackle stat?
I guess this would be kind of like grapple. So I rolled a 15.
All right. So between Koza and Boat's united abilities, despite the fact that Boat has no idea that this giant snake is Koza, which implies a certain level of diminished self-preservation, the three plunge into the tub, and with a loud steam begins to fill the room in volume.
So the snake made a noise, and then steam filled the room?
As a snake, I really enjoyed the sound of that steam. It really spoke to me.
Yeah, but you can't speak to any of them, so I had to communicate with you somehow. So that's going to bring us to Koza.
Yep.
She's in the tub. Her heat is diminishing. I don't know if you planned beyond this.
I did not. Koza is just... Yeah, Koza's just... Koza's looking at Boat and trying to, with the little tip of his tail, he's doing kind of like a little like a shrug kind of motion. The motion somebody might make when they're like, I don't know what to do.
You could turn back into a person.
Yeah, that is always an option that you have.
But then I'd have to let go.
I don't take away your wild shape when you do it for dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You have a couple of uses of wild shape before you need to rest.
I know, but I'm not turning back yet.
I have a question. If a snake is wrapped around a person and then they turn back into a person, like, would it be like
you're
some
like
sort of
koala hugging them.
All your bones are broken. It just breaks all your bones.
I know that's for like second edition polymorph. I didn't know if wild shape did the same thing.
No.
Yeah, I say you're just like koala hugging them, like legs and arms both.
Okay.
Trying to get them to wear you like a backpack.
Okay, what are you doing, Koza?
I'm gesturing like...
He looked at Boat and shrugged. That was his turn.
Well, we should make another d20 roll on that one, Boat.
That was a very human response.
All right. I will just roll a d20. I still haven't figured out that it's Koza.
Okay.
Be honest.
You can find out on my turn.
That's valid. So delightfully, it is your turn.
Whoa. Boat, that snake, I think it's Koza.
No, that can't be.
Real talk. And that means that the dragon priestess is actually maybe a bad guy. And that's why she's so hot. Look at how hot she is. Johannes runs up and he takes the other bucket that's in his other hand and he throws more water into the tub. And then he goes and he's like, I think you gotta knock her out. And I grab a towel rack, like one of those like towel bars, and I rip it off the wall and I just hit her over the head.
Roll non-lethal. I'm assuming non-lethal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets caught in her horns.
Oh, I critted. Yeah. Well, there you go. Doors and heads. My favorite.
What's your improvised weapon damage?
It's a d4.
Plus your strength modifier.
Yeah. So, oh, and then I max, right? Double.
You double max.
So 4, 8. My strength modifier is a 3. So.
La, 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 la.
The towel bar collides with her horns, creating a concussive shock that renders her unconscious. The heat begins to dissipate more quickly now that she is no longer in control of her abilities.
You sure? I've got a second attack. Say, holding the towel bar that's like bent in half.
Johannes' holy bloodlust.
Okay, I think she's out.
Yeah, Koza turns back into a human.
And variant.
Yes, but still slithers out of the bathtub.
Can you make the sound? Hey, make the sound that you make when you hit the floor, Koza.
No, wait, it's more like a prat, more of a wet slap. How do you make a wet slap?
It's like a hot dog hitting a marble floor.
Yes.
I believe a wet slap sound is like.
So that happens. Koza, what the heck is going on? Why is she so hot? Is she evil?
Okay, so she's here. She's a dragon priestess, and we're talking, And she said she was going to tell her friends that we're here, and that did not seem good. So I tried to blind her so she couldn't go tell her friends that we're here, which in retrospect was maybe not a good thing to do. Anyway, then she started to get really hot, and that's how I ended up in this situation.
Okay, so now she's knocked out, and we need to keep her knocked out or otherwise occupied.
I hear what you're saying. It's just I don't have a relationship with him, and I feel like this whole, like, oh, we're siblings thing is kind of, it's a little presumptuous, despite the actual siblings thing.
Well, you don't have a relationship with him now. That doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with him.
I mean, yes, but your secret discovered sibling is charming and cute. Mine is a lot of things.
I don't know. You consider the situation you found yourself in. You may have been primed to be less than welcoming to the unfamiliar. That's all I'm thinking, is maybe you weren't as welcoming of someone being excited to be your sibling because you were already on the defensive.
That's surprisingly insightful, Solinar.
Well, you know, like, I might not be so good at the talking stuff, but I'm okay at figuring out how to interact with people. I've been in gangs most of my life.
Ah, yes, gangs. The most well-known of cordiality and tact.
There is, in a functional gang, a lot of hierarchical structure. There's a lot of managing of emotions. There's a lot of compromise between individuals. Like, if you keep a gang functional for long enough, it's essentially like you're dating six other people. It's complex.
As you are having this conversation and going deeper and deeper into the tunnel, lit only now by a lantern held up by Alita, you come to the end of a tunnel that has a small, like, little ray of light coming out from the top of it, like, of the, what would amount to the celing.
Is there, like, a trap door up there that I'm seeing? Or
and a ladder that like leads up to it.
Oh. Well, that was, I was expecting to do at least a little digging. These tunnels are actually in great shape.
Other than the couple of times that it feels like rocks have been getting wiggled loose.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Hey, before we go up there and determine what sort of horrendous, awful beasts are being stored inside Johannes's family's guest houses, I just wanted to say, I really appreciate you recognizing recently certain sacrifices I have had to make for the greater good. Because sometimes it feels like everybody else is like, no, man, it's an easy choice because it's for the greater good. And so, I don't know, I appreciate the recognition.
You've come a really long way in just the few months we've been at this. And I think that giving up something that very clearly meant a lot to you showed more fortitude than I think some people show their whole lives.
I appreciate that. It was not an easy thing for me to do.
I do think that it was very clearly the right decision. That doesn't mean that it was an easy one.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about it at the time. Speaking of things that are challenging to do, let me see if I can pop my head through this trapdoor without having it bitten off.
So I'm going to have you roll perception as you climb up this ladder.
Well, perception, a skill that Solinar's always rolled well at.
I'm not trying to handicap you. You built your character the 19. Way you did. All right,
I'm
you don't get to complain
anymore.
I'm as surprised
as anybody.
The trapdoor opens with a soft creak, but soft enough of a creak that the hinges have been oiled. There's been some care taken of this trapdoor. You find yourself in a stable that smells of a stable. But as you start to peek your head out and look around, you see within the stalls, which have been reinforced to be more like cages, instead of the average horse, donkey, occasional cow, maybe a, you know, kind of fancy magic horse if there's somebody feeling saucy, you see a manticore. You see a couple of creatures that you haven't been able to identify before. You see a chimera. And at the end of a long hallway, with its wings sort of shifting in anticipation as you feel its eyes lock on you, stands a wyvern. Its eyes peeking at you from between the iron bars that hold it.
Okay, so it's not out and available for snapping off my little head.
No, it's behind bars. It looks motivated to not be.
It must have committed tax fraud.
Wyverns are known for tax evasion.
These cages, do they have... I can see through them reasonably well, right?
More or less. I mean, you can tell what's in them pretty easily.
They clearly have interior access. Do they also have exterior access, like a stable would, as if you were going to turn horses out into a pen or something like that?
Yes.
Instead of into the structure of the barn itself?
Yes.
Solinar looks down at Alita and it's like, okay, so there's a lot of very illegal, very mythical creatures up here. Should I cut one or two of them loose?
To what end?
Well, people would know about the illegal beast smuggling that's happening here.
Well, yes, because it's likely they'd go to the village and eat them.
Well, there's a lot of inventor types that are in the village. You don't think they've got some, like, fancy mechanical way of defending themselves?
Do I think that they have anti-illegal magic monster inventions?
Hey, kids, we're back on the street. Come on over. Get your anti-illegal magic monster inventions. We've got it all. We've got electrified fly swatters. We've got dangling modifiers that you put in the sky. And then when they bite them, oh man, bad day for them. It's coated in all sorts of hot sauce.
I just rolled a 14 for nature. Can I identify which of these creatures is the least dangerous of the lot?
Yes, you can. It takes you a moment to realize that it's there, but there is a gentle energy that comes from one of the stalls. So you step towards it and look in. You see, curled up, a unicorn.
Solinar edges back towards the hatch and just, like, in a very soft voice down to Alita is like, "There's a unicorn."
I can't,
Alita.
I can't decipher your tone. Are you afraid of unicorns?
No, it's majestic. It's one of the world's most beautiful creatures. I kind of can't believe it's here.
Okay.
I think that's the one. I think I cut that one loose. And then people will be like, holy crap, there's a unicorn out there. And then they'll come investigate.
You don't think they're just going to chase down the unicorn? Isn't that a thing that happens to unicorns? Well,
they might chase the unicorn, but unicorns are, let me tell you, legendarily elusive. I'm amazed they caught one.
I'm sorry, just real quick. Are you channeling me right now, Josh? Is that what's happening here?
I have long established that Solinar has formed most of his understanding of the Fae through a lot of children's stories. Mm-hmm. If there's one mythical creature that Solinar would be like, oh my god, I can't believe it's here, it'd be a unicorn. Like,
yeah,
come
on.
That's
fair. That's fair. No, valid.
How many super wholesome, amazing children's stories are about a small child wandering into the woods and finding a unicorn.
See, I'm just remembering the book that I read that the villain was a person who had a unicorn horn snap off in their heart. So they were constantly being stabbed and healing at the same time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a children's book.
That's like a fantasy version of Iron Man.
A little bit, actually, yeah.
Can we flip over to us? I've got an idea.
Absolutely. Do the Batman da-da-da-da-da sound real quick. Thank you, Gabe.
Chromatic dragon priestesses are notoriously hard to capture. I can't believe we captured one.
really? Did I a good job here? I don't feel good about this.
No, you shouldn't. Now it's really difficult. This is really hard. But also, good job, Koza. You managed to capture one.
Should we harvest her horns now?
That's terrible. What are you talking
about? Look, I have an idea. And here's my idea. Hear me out. The Fulgur Fridge.
I guess that would would be the
That
move
sounds
to make.
Like a corpse locker.
Oh, don't worry. It's not a corpse locker. It's voice in the sky, who I'm talking out loud to so everyone else can hear me. Fulgur Fridge is an invention by my family that you guys have seen all the time. We've even passed them on our journeys. It's the runes that have cold magic on them, and they use them to keep mostly fish cold and other meats. But the Fulgur Fridge was the first use of those runes, and we made a little box for it. We've got plenty down in the basement. I think that what we do is we tie her up, we put her in a Fulgur Fridge, we cut a hole in the top so her head can stick out, and then that way she doesn't run out of oxygen, which happened to me when I tried to hide in a Fulgur Fridge one time because I was hot.
It's like a reverse sauna.
Yeah.
Johannes said he ran out of air. Is Johannes undead?
No, don't worry, I survived. I did some knocks on in the fridge, and then Truffles opened it up for me.
Well, we don't know how long she's going to be knocked out, so we got to get moving if we're going to do that.
Okay, let's go.
All right, we're throwing her in a dumbwaiter? What are we doing?
Oh, no, we still haven't confirmed. Koza.
Yeah, yes.
Is there a fire?
I think the fire's out now, right?
No, to the dumbwaiter.
I'm going to need all three of you to roll stealth for me real fast.
Okay.
This shouldn't be a problem at all.
Yeah, you three are the stealthiest.
I'm just picturing.
Yeah. Well, I rolled a 20.
Oh, my God.
I got 14.
I'm just picturing some real powerful Scooby-Doo energy, but also lugging an unconscious body at the same time.
It's some Scooby-Doo meets Rick and Morty energy going on here.
No, I don't think I would have my... No, well, I was in my room, so I would have had my staff. So I'm going to grab my staff and cast Pass Without a Trace.
So that's a 24, a 30, and whatever Koza rolls.
All right, well, ruin all my fun, why don't you?
It's a plus 10, right? So 14.
Yeah, plus 10.
Yeah, 14.
Oh my
14.
God, you rolled a 4?
Yeah, I rolled a 4.
Oof.
He cast Pass Without a Trace at a good time when we were tracing.
He did indeed. You're able to get the dumbwaiter open quietly. It doesn't seem like there's any stirrings going on within the manor.
Going down.
To the casual observer, probably doesn't seem like there's any passing going on either.
Yeah, there's probably no passing. You could do so without a single trace.
I climb into the dumbwaiter. I'm like, lower me down, boat. And then I'll control the rope from the other side, lower Ilfael down, and then we'll continue on.
Sounds good.
All right, to make my life easier, we are going to assume that this next back and forth Harriet the Spy dumbwaiter maneuver goes well. Without any
fox.
Sideways.
Okay, fox goes back up. Hurry, bring the chicken.
I'll handle the corn.
Perfect.
As you all go down and reach back to the tunnels, you notice that your compatriots are long gone.
Yeah, they're still exploring the tunnels. Don't worry, we gotta also go down the tunnels, because one of the storage areas was where we used to store our extra inventions, and we definitely will have some Fulgur Fridges out there.
So you pick up this Weekend at Bernie's situation and take her down the tunnels, finding a large stone box engraved with runes.
Do I recognize this? Is this a Fulgur Fridge?
It is a Fulgur Fridge, yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay, here we go. Let me make a little spot. Well, you need to tie her up.
Okay. All right, I've got some rope.
Y'all are really gonna tie up this person and put them in a fridge, in a basement, in an abandoned mine hallway.
I didn't realize this was an abandoned mine hallway.
Well, it does not appear to be well used.
It sounds to me like you're assuming that they're gonna leave her there once she's in the fridge.
Yeah, Judgy.
I don't know that that's the case.
Yeah, I can't imagine why I would assume that.
The fridges have wheels on them. I mean, how else are you supposed to get them anyway?
You're taking her with you?
Well, we're not going to leave her in an abandoned mineshaft. That'd be an insane thing to do. Time to go on a holy mission, Ilfiel.
Now, it's technically the opposite of what you would consider a holy mission, but, you know, it's fine.
Okay, into the Folger fridge, pop a little space for her head, go through here, close that, turn on the rooms.
So wait, hold on. You said pop her head. Like, is this like, does it look like a situation where you put a person in a box at a magic show and they're sawed through, but it's a fridge? Is that what's happening?
There's a hole in the top that you're supposed to put a cork in, but I'm taking the cork out.
God damn it.
So it looks like you're in a magic show and someone's about to be sawed in half.
Yeah, exactly. See, but usually you put the cork in and then you can take it out so you can take things out of the fridge without opening the front, because then you lose all the cold instantly. But if you do it just from the top, you only lose a little bit of the cold. Look, my family are inventors. We do cool things like this.
I can't think of a more efficient fridge than one with a cork at the top that you have to go down into the fridge to get anything. I'm sure no food spoils there.
That's why people buy chest freezers. It's perfectly normal.
Yes, chest freezers, often known as being accessible through a cork hatch.
The cork at the top is also extremely useful for people who are serving alcoholic beverages out of these fridges, because you just pull the cork off, you dunk your flagon in, and it comes back out frosty cool. You pop that cork back on.
Yeah, the other thing you can use it for is if you have liquids that are inside the fridge, like you're trying to keep even more cold, you put ice in, then you can pour it out.
So you all set up this contraption and begin heading down.
We prefer the term invention, actually.
Yeah, contraptions are really a judgmental term.
You set yourself up with this nonsense and go down the shaft.
I come from a long line of nonsense.
Yeah, we go down the shaft. That's exactly what we do.
You go the dirt hallway. The long mud room.
I hope.
which way are we approaching? From the front or from the back?
We're working our way all the way down the shaft.
Yeah, are we going down the shaft or are we going up the dirt hole?
Y'all need to be careful. You might take penetration damage from the traps that are in the shaft.
I will fight all of you. That was one time that I said that, and it was years ago. Listeners, stop bringing it up to me at conventions. I know it happened one time that I didn't remember piercing damage. One time.
It happened one time that we left into the podcast. Okay, I'm pushing this fridge. Don't worry, there's a ramp over here. We'll get to one of those ramps and we'll get out that way.
So you're going to head... So are you trying to head down to where Solinar and Alita went? Or are you trying to head back up so that you're out of the Folger Manor?
Yeah, we should probably go reconvene with Solinar and Alita and let them know that we have a chromatic dragon priestess that Koza had to grapple and that we knocked out because maybe she's going to go talk to her friends who are not our friends and in fact maybe even are our enemies.
Ding dong, bing bong. who's bringing you this episode of Quid Pro Roll today? Well, it's the delightful people at our Patreon, including Kira Mays. Thank you so much. Marion Klatt, you are awesome. I'm like so grateful that you exist. Natalia Pearson, you're heckin' awesome. I like never seen a more awesome person. Olivia Latham, you're the best. Thank you. Sean Britton, I am in debt to you. I owe you a life debt and or a beer, your choice. Sith Lord Dippy, man, I couldn't have dippied without you, and I'm really thankful. Wolf Daddy 72, I'm so happy you're here. Thank you, Daddy. And yes, Mountain. These are awesome. You guys are great. Thank you for making Quid Pro Roll possible. I'm so grateful. So, thank you from me. I'm Alon, and I'm thanking you on the post roll, making it too long, and Gabe is gonna be mad at me. But I love you so much, I couldn't do it without you. Ooh. Thank you.